You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Roman Daniel, and this is Sounds Like Nonsense. Now, today's theme is interesting because I found out that today, November 10th, is the 50th anniversary of the show Sesame Street, which everybody knows. So, I went through the back catalog, I went on Wikipedia, and I found the entire list of every guest, and I picked out musicians from all those guests, so we're going to have a pretty wide range of well-known people today. So, first up, that was R.E.M. with Shiny Happy People, and up next we have Simon and Garfunkel with The Boxer.
Just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. No more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, when I'm scared. Laying low, seeking out the poorer quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. By the line, by the line. I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come on from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la.
Bye.
Finding songs this week was really, really easy, because anybody who's anybody ends up on Sesame Street at some point during their career. It's like a badge of honor. To prove my point, here's B.B. King. Yeah, he was on Sesame Street at one point. They introduced him as the King. He came on, he played guitar, so here's The Thrill Is Gone, B.B. King.
Thank you.
Shout out to Lily, who's listening up in Massachusetts right now. Thank you for listening, Lily, my younger cousin. Well, out of everything that was available to me, I didn't just pick a bunch of rock artists, because that would be fair, you know? There's a lot of music out there. I want to get the whole spectrum of stuff that Sesame Street's had on. So, I'm not going to introduce this band, because everybody knows who they are, but I will tell you part of my thought process after the song plays. Here we go.
Yeah, you are my fire, the one desire. Believe when I say I want it that way, but we.
Allow me to explain. So while going through, I saw that NSYNC had performed on Sesame Street at one point back in the 90s, or the early 2000s, I don't know when they were popular. So I was like, I could probably throw an NSYNC song in there, I don't really like them, but whatever. Then I went through the list, and I saw the Backstreet Boys, and I was like, oh, they're better, let's do them, I'd rather have one of them. I will stand by that, I will stand by that the Backstreet Boys are better than NSYNC. Anyway, here's Billy Joel with The Longest Time.
Still be music left to write. What else could I?
I have a theory on how Sesame Street gets all these famous musical guests. So here's my theory. So nobody wants to say no to the Muppets, right? So I bet they call up all these famous people and they do the Muppets voices when they ask them. Doesn't that kind of make sense? Like you wouldn't say no to Elmo if he called you up and he was like, hey, do you want to be on the show? He's like, I don't want to turn down Elmo. Anyway, here's Stevie Wonder.
Bye.
I watched Sesame Street back in the day, way when I was much younger. I remember Elmo's World was always my favorite segment that they did, but I think if I went back and watched it today, I'd probably enjoy Bert and Ernie the best, because I think they were horribly sarcastic, and I think it rubbed off on me, just subconsciously. But, you know, if you've been listening to the show for a while, you know I like my sarcasm. Anyway, here's Little Richard. You know, Val Kilmer sings that song, like Val Kilmer from Tombstone, and he played Batman at one point. He plays this song in this lesser-known movie called Top Secret, which is by the same guys who did Airplane, so it's a lot of that same spoofy stuff. Anyway, he sings that in East Berlin, which is for some reason run by the Nazis. It's a very strange movie, but it's really good. I would highly recommend Top Secret starring Val Kilmer. Anyway, here's Johnny Cash with Ring of Fire. Yes, he was on Sesame Street. Some reason.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring, bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. It burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child, and it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire. The ring of fire, the ring of fire.
I feel the need to preface this next song a lot, so I'm going to. Let me explain. So, I saw that Jack Black had been on Sesame Street at one point, so I remembered seeing somewhere, there's this weird song that he wrote with his band Tenacious D about him being a young kid in a staunchy, oppressive nuclear family, and like he talks to Ronnie James Dio at one point. So I found that song, and immediately they started swearing, like half the words were swear words, so I found a clean version. So I promise you, there's no swear words in this. It may sound like there are, but he does a pretty great job censoring himself. So, here's Kickapoo by Tenacious D.
A long-ass freaking time ago in a town called Kickapoo, there lived a humble family, religious through and through. But Yada was a black sheep, and he knew just what to do. His name was Young JP, and he refused to step in line. A vision he did see, a freaking rocking all the time. He wrote a tasty jam, and all the planets did align. Oh, the dragon's buds were blazing as I stepped into his cave. Then I sliced his freaking cockles with a long and shiny blade. Twas I who bucked the dragon, buckle I sink, buckaloo. And if you try to fuck with me, then I shall fuck you too. Gotta get it on in the party zone. I got lock and load in the party zone. Gotta lick a toad in the party zone.
They let that man on Sesame Street. Yeah, well, you see what I mean by he did a good job censoring himself? You know, like, I got a little worried there a few times. Might have the FCC banging on my door pretty soon. Anyway, here's Elton John. Little cleaner, a little slower than Kickapoo. Here's your song.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. I was a sculptor, but then again, no. Or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. Tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind that I put down the words. How wonderful life is while you're. Verses, well, they've got me quite cross. But the sun's been quite kind while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting, but these things I see, I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, yours are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. And you can tell everybody this is the song. While you're in the world, I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind that I put down in the world. How wonderful life is while you're.
That was nice. All right, up next, we have something a little off the beaten path. So, Kenny Loggins, of all people, Sesame Street guest. I don't know if he sang or not. I hope he didn't. I don't know. Do I hope? I hope he did. Well, everyone knows this song from Top Gun, which I haven't seen yet, but I still know it, because it's just that well known. So here's Danger Zone. This is where we start to get a little bit more obscure. So this is the Spin Doctors with Jimmy Olsen's Blues, and the story behind this song is one of my favorites because it's about this. He was in college, the main writer of this song, and he was talking about like, this girl, you know, I like her, but I don't feel like Superman. I feel like that other guy. He couldn't even remember his name. I feel like Jimmy Olsen, who was one of the other reporters at wherever it was, the Daily Planet. Was that where Superman worked? I never read it. Anyway, here's Jimmy Olsen's Blues.
I think I'll talk to my AI.
So this next one, I had to do some thinking, because I saw that David Bowie, yes, the David Bowie, had been on Sesame Street, and I had a conundrum, because you have to pick, out of all David Bowie's great, many, many songs, which one to do. So I settled on this one, because this one's very special to me, because it's the first song that I ever played drums to in public, in a group. It was my sophomore year talent show, and my science teacher who played guitar, he put out an email. I was like, hey, we're looking for musicians to help us, like, back us up on Rebel Rebels, because we're getting a whole group together. And I was like, oh, I've been playing drums for like a year, I could at least keep time. So I sent him an email back. I said, yeah, I'll do it. And I showed up, and it was fun, you know? We had a great time doing it. We didn't kill it, obviously. We didn't do a great job, but, you know, that's the learning curve. You know, you start somewhere and you build up. So, very important song to me, David Bowie, Rebel Rebel. All right, that was the last one for the Sesame Street theme. So this one this one's gonna move away from the theme a little bit. Back during fall break, my Nana passed away, and I didn't know how to really explain that at the time, so I held off until now. But she did, and you know, it happens. So I wanted to play this because she was such a person full of like love and enjoyment for life. So I wanted to play this just to like get that across, because we all knew how much she loved us, and I'm sure she knew how much we all loved her. And Max, who is my grandmother's husband, thank you for being there for her all those years. I know she appreciated it a lot. So here's Elvis Presley, Can't Help Falling in Love.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall
thank you all for joining me. This was Sounds Like Nonsense. I'm Roman. We'll be back next week with more music. And I hope you all enjoy your Sunday. Have a good week.